Hello, and welcome to a very special edition of the Jim Baker Family Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Join us today as we celebrate the Voice of the Prophets Network. Our special guests today are Senior Pastor of Faith Center Christian Church, Eric Butler, and our own Pastor of Morningside Church, Joe Campbell. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Whittle and Mondo De La Vega. And now, direct from Gray Street at Morningside, USA, here's your host, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Welcome to Gray Street.
We're
excited to have one of the great pastors of America with us today, all the way from Atlanta, Georgia.
Yes.
Eric Butler,
senior
pastor of Faith Christian Center, headquartered in Austell. That's right after, that's in Atlanta, right?
Yeah, the Atlanta area, not too far out. Yes.
Yeah. Atlanta just grew and took over everything, right?
And growing and keeps growing.
It really does. We love Atlanta.
You have two churches, right, in campuses in that area?
Yes, our main campus is in Austell, and then we have a southern campus in Fayetteville.
That's incredible. Wow. I love it.
And you're a graduate of one of my favorite people's school, Oral Roberts.
Yes, I'm a 2009 graduate of Oral Roberts University.
How did you end up going to Oral Roberts? Why did you pick Oral Roberts?
It had been on my heart since I was a teenager. I remember they would send teams to different youth groups, and when they came there, I said, I think that's where I want to go. I still remember when Richard Roberts came to our church to preach, and of course, my family knew Oral Roberts for a long time, and his life and his ministry has always been inspiring, and I was able to go. I went to ministry school first, and then I went to become a student in 2005, and I graduated in 2009 with a degree in media and a minor in business.
Amen.
You have a beautiful wife.
Don't
introduce it.
Media, he is a media graduate and business. Now, that is brilliant.
Yes.
That was brilliant. Yes. And then you have your beautiful, absolutely beautiful wife. She's right here in the audience. Her, Raquel. From what I understand,
you got to get a picture of her.
There she is.
Oh,
look at it.
And you have beautiful children.
Four beautiful daughters.
Yes.
We met last. Oh, my goodness. Just
give me their
gorgeous
ages again.
So we have one who turns one next week.
Aww. 1 year old.
1 year old next week. 4, 6, and 16.
So we have a 16 year old.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes.
That's amazing.
Oh, got to have a teenager in the mix to keep it interesting,
Absolutely.
Don't you?
Yes. Yeah. So thankful for each and every one of them.
Absolutely. What a blessing. Children are a blessing from the Lord.
I wanted to talk a little bit about Oral Roberts because Oral's gone away from us, gone to heaven. And he was my dear friend.
Yes.
Oral would come and help me when I would need help, just like you come and help me and come on the show and you're doing the telethon with us today.
Yes, sir.
And Oral would come and he always gave me unbelievable words.
Yeah.
And he would help me in the difficult times. And I could write a book about Oral Roberts. I know so much about him. Do you have any memories of Oral?
I was so honored when he was coming to speak at chapel. And so I remember texting my uncle that day and said, Oral Roberts is speaking in chapel. And he said, breathe deep, get everything you can.
Yeah.
And so it was a phenomenal chapel service. And I remember another time he was on campus and I had just spent hours praying for people and I felt spiritually drained. I know what I'm supposed to do after you do that. Go pray, build yourself up. And I was just so exhausted. I was like, Lord, I need to take this yearbook picture. Then I need to take a nap. And then afterwards I'll pray. And it seemed good. So my brother and I will walk in to take our pictures. Mm-hmm. And we see this gentleman walking next to us. And I looked, I said, can't be. It's Oral Roberts.
Walked
to the campus of Oral Roberts University. So, of course, sir, what do you need? How can we help you?
Yeah.
And what can we do? And the person said, well, just help him up the stairs. So we're helping him up the stairs. You know, he's going up the stairs to the GC. My hand is on his back, helping him in, open the door. I said, sir, it was just so great meeting you. Thank you for literally everything. And then I realized afterwards, I was going to take my picture. I realized it felt like I had prayed in the spirit for 3 hours. And it felt like I had already taken a nap. So all that I needed went from him into me.
Absolutely.
It charged me in that 10-second encounter. And so after that, I said, well, let me go take a picture real quick.
Yeah.
So I got a picture with Oral Roberts, and it's in my office today.
Oh.
And so that was just encounters with him that way. I still remember when that chapel service, when he was praying, he asked students to come up and pray for him. And everybody froze. And people like, Oral Roberts wants students to pray for him? But I told my wife, we were still dating then, I said, if he ever comes and speaks in chapel, I'm going to get as close to him as I can. And so he gave that invitation. So I'm stepping over people. I'm going to get to the man of God.
You better believe
it. And so I get there, and while we begin to pray for him, he lifts his hands, and the presence of God hits that chapel stage. Just when he lifted his hands and began to pray in the Holy Ghost.
I love that.
And so there are just different encounters like that, and there was another one just being around that anointing, that tangible anointing that was flowing from him. And it affected how I do stuff. One of the ways I teach my girls to pray now, something I learned from him in that chapel, he would pray, so he'll say, we take it, we have it, and we thank you for it. And that's how we end it. And so when my girls and I pray at night, so we take it. I said, why do we take it? They say, God gave it to us. I said, why do we say we have it? They said, because God gave it to us. I said, why do we say we thank you for it? They said, because God gave it to us. I said, what's that called? They said, faith. And that's what we teach them.
Excellent. Yeah. Man, you guys take that. Use that. Use that right now for your kids. My grandkids. Mondo, you better be taking the grandkids.
So listen, we live in an hour where parents like you need to be so involved because they are, it almost like it's an attack towards children like never before.
That's right.
But it always goes back to what you're doing in the home will always depend the outcome in public. Yeah. And what you just spoke, I'm going to steal it from you.
Yeah, go ahead.
I need to
I took it from Oral Roberts. Take it from me, please.
Take
please.
It.
Yeah, but what that was so smart.
Wow.
But when you have that opportunity to get next to the man or the woman of God, you get there, you go, no matter how you if it's just to run and give him a cup of water.
Right.
It's whatever. You do it, and boy, God, he really does do something supernatural. Look at you. I'm so proud of you. And you have this big church in outside of Atlanta, so people can find it. The name of the church again?
Faith Christian Center.
Faith Christian Center. So you guys need to go there if you're in the Atlanta area and live in that area. Go and
how do they get to your church? Somebody wants to come see church on Sunday.
Well, we are an unincorporated hostel, so we're in Cobb County, so it's off of East-West Connector. And so wherever you're coming from Atlanta, it's really easy to get to that area, whether you can get there from I-20, you can get there from I-285.
Excellent.
And from those highways, it takes about 10 minutes, but it's worth coming out. God's going to meet you there. We call our services experiences because we really believe God wants to be experienced.
Yes.
And so we call them experiences because when you come, you're going to experience God.
Yes.
You're going to experience His word. You're going to experience His presence, and you're going to experience His love.
I love that so much. I just had to say one real quick thing. Just on a funny note, you know, there's an old saying, when you travel a lot, and especially where we are, we have to go from, you know, plane to plane to change planes and all that. But, you know, there's the old saying, if you want to get to heaven, you got to go through Atlanta. I'm not kidding you. You got to get to that Atlanta airport. And I can't even tell you how many times that Atlanta airport, I know like the back of my hand. And but seriously, you want to get to heaven? Got to go through Atlanta.
My son Ricky came through Atlanta when you brought him home.
I'll never forget as long as I live.
Ricky's going to be a part of our show from now on, and we're
Jenny
thrilled to have.
Jenny was one.
I don't want to get off Oral for just a minute. I want to honor Oral Roberts because he really was a man of God and is a man of God in heaven. But I've been with him a lot over the years. I've flown with him in airplanes. I've been with him in service events. I've never heard the man talk about anything but the Lord.
Yeah.
And I'm serious. Preachers talk about fishing and golfing and all kinds of stuff. But Oral Roberts, all he wanted to talk about was the Lord.
Yeah.
And Pastor Joe, did you ever meet Oral Roberts?
Oh, yeah. Twice. Two different times. We were in Tulsa for about 5 years. But both times, whenever I met him, it was one Sapphire Chapel. And the other time, I run into him whenever I was at City of Faith going and we were praying for the sick.
Yeah.
And run into him. And he thanked me for being there to pray for people.
Oh.
He thought I was part of their chaplain team, but I wasn't. But I was praying for people that I knew that was sick and stuff. And so it was good.
He left an impression on you, right?
He did. Absolutely. And he gave me a anointed cloth over our finances. He had a pastor's meeting. He laid all these cloths out, anointed them, and he prayed for them, and he gave every pastor an anointed cloth, and he told them, he said, keep it in your billfold. I still have mine in my billfold.
Oh, you're kidding.
Pastor.
I carry that, and I have passed it from billfold to billfold to billfold. Oh. And I tell you, I keep it with me at all times. Wow, and that was back in the 80s.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, still have it right there.
Wow. Oh, my.
You don't let anybody else touch it?
Oh, yeah. But I know this. Here, pass that over there.
Wow.
I know this, that when God does these things like this.
Oral Roberts, bless that. I got my Band-Aids in there. He's carried it with him all this time.
Yeah.
I didn't know that, Beth.
You know, I believe that it has a line of success in the area of finances. Yeah. And that was what he was talking about, is how God would break the yoke of bondage that ties the pastors. Because so many pastors, whenever they pastor a church, they not only pastor the church, but they take on the burden of the church.
That's right.
And he was talking about how the anointing will break the yoke of bondage.
Yeah. That's right.
And, you know, every Sunday when we pray here and we go through the ministry here, every single Sunday when we get back there with our pastors, we pray that the anointing will show up and break the yoke of bondage. It's like breaking shackles off of people, because we don't need those shackles.
No.
We don't need to take it on ourselves. It's God's work.
Yeah,
it's not our work. It's His work.
Amen. That's right.
And He's the key to make it happen. So
that's awesome, Pastor John.
I love it.
That. That's great.
That's God.
Well, this is our telethon's being, we're breaking it up in about three sections, and we're about to. This week is the last week of the first phase of our telethon.
Amen.
SOS, Save Our Station.
Amen. Yes.
And we were facing going off the air with the network because finances were down, and the enemy came for us so bad, and yet God is greater than the devil.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
And I'm telling you, God is doing something special here.
Yes, yes.
And I believe today could be the going over the top day for phase one of our telethon.
Yes, yes.
And the network will be secure on the air.
That's right.
Amen.
Amen.
And that's a miracle.
Yes, it is.
Amen.
I mean, just a month ago, Nina, I didn't know if we would make it.
Yes, absolutely.
In the flesh, I didn't. You know, did you ever see something in the flesh and say, I can't make it? But God says you can make it.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Yes.
And so,
Maricela, of course, is the COO. She's our daughter, the CEO, and she's a COO.
Yes.
So she's the chief operating officer that has to oversee all of this on top
And I remember, and I want to share this because I think this is important for all of us, every single one of us. We all have experienced this, especially these last 2 years. But when I received the word from the network, they just said, we cannot do this any longer. And I remember they gave us a due date. They gave us a month. And they said, on this date is when, if we can't make this work, if we can't get the bills paid, then we're going to have to take the PTL Television Network, Voice of the Prophets, off the air. And I remember, and I sat there, I said, well, God, I'm like, this is the greatest opportunity that you could have ever given God.
Yeah.
Because this ministry belongs to the Lord. And I remember bringing my team together and I said, well, God works good. Sometimes his best work is when man wants to give God a deadline and say that it's over. And so I looked at my team and I said, we have to trust. We've seen God bring us through miracle after miracle for the last 2 years of this ministry, when all hell was trying to come against this ministry to silence us, to take us off the air, to stop our finances. Every time we saw God show up, we saw him show up through people. We saw him show up through vendors, through manufacturers who would just say, we're here and we're standing with you. So when I looked at this, Pastor Joe and I, we looked at each other. We said, well, isn't it great that it's not over until God says it's over? A man can say that it's over, but it's not over until God says that it's over. Mm-hmm. And that's truly for us. We just said, okay, Lord, here's an opportunity, God, for you to move and to also be a testament to those, to those who are helping us with this network. We began then, Dad, to just see miracles after miracles.
Yes.
We said, we're going to do a telethon. We're going to ask. You have not because you ask not.
Yes.
And so we said, all we know to do is that there are people who are watching right now you're watching and you've been watching for over 50 years. You've been standing with Pastor Jim and his ministry, our ministry here at Morningside, and you believe in the voice of the prophets. And we said, Lord, we're going to ask once again, God, we're going to ask your people, because God always uses people. He does his greatest work through you and I if we're obedient to him. And we began to ask, and we started seeing this last month, we began to see people sending $20, $10,000 donation, $50 donations, $1,000, whatever it is that you were able to send. We began to see God's people just coming together, yes, and sowing a seed and helping partner with us. You believe in the voice of the prophets more than ever as we're living in these days. And we've started seeing God. And then Dad, God started showing us another opportunity. He said, look at what I've given you. I've given you these properties, some of the condos that the ministry owned for when our guests come in or different things like that. And I went to Dad and I said, Dad, I said, I know that God is asking us to step outside of the boat and to do things a little bit differently. And I want to tell you, because this is a praise report from the Lord. We have just, there was 4 to 5 condos that we had as a ministry. And we said, God, we're willing to offer it to you, Lord. If it means that this, that the voice of the prophets is going to stay on the air, that is what you've called this ministry to do. And within less than 30 days, we had all of the condos, the 4 condos that we had them sold, which if you guys don't realize what a miracle that is, yeah, for in 30 days. Yeah. So those who, they were all, God was using people to partner with us through the sale of condos, through the people giving. And so I am excited to say that we're standing here. And Lord, we have, you know, Dad, you and I, we've been talking where we're at to just this first stage of saving the network. All that's left, we started with the goal of $1 million. All that's left to help us just get through that phase, get over that first phase, mm-hmm, is 100 people giving $1,000 to the ministry. That's all that's left. Yeah. That's what it's going to take for us, amen, to reach that goal. Amen. But we give God all the glory because he uses his people.
Carrick, you've built a lot of buildings now, and you have campuses. Have you ever had financial need?
Yes. So one of the things, we've had some unique challenges with the history of the ministry. I have the honor of pastoring the church I grew up in, so it existed before.
Isn't that really so amazing?
And so even when we were going to the new building and different things, things would show up. Things that, you know, I do have gray hair. I just have dyed them back to be black or blonde. So I just covered them up.
Your hairstyle, so,
yeah,
by the way.
Covered up. But one of the things I've learned is that God is faithful.
Yes, he is.
And so we stand on the promises. And like you said, we look for, okay, God, well, what about this?
That's right.
We think outside of the box.
Yes, right.
You know, the wisdom of God, the direction of God. Okay, I know we've done this before, but should we still do this?
Yes,
should we cut this? Should we change this? We're always looking. So part of the process I do now, I have this yearly process I do. So after I take some time off in July to pray and spend some time with my family, when I come back in August, I look through all reports of the ministry. Yes. I look through everything, every detail, all the other things. Yes. And then in September, I call it my month of tweaking and start tweaking stuff, changing stuff. Is this producing the way it needs to produce? Do we need to do this differently? Do we need to reincorporate this? Do we need to reimagine this? Why? It's going to set me up for the next year. And so in doing that, using the wisdom of God and the anointing of God, and then we see it come in. And so we sometimes we just believe God for a big miracle, and then they say, hey, this came through. But also we believe in sowing. And so when I go to places, my team goes, okay, what are you planning to give? We know you're going to sow. All right, what do you want to give? So they know we're going to sow. And then when we go back home, I'll send out, hey, this is what I want you to sow every week. This is what I want you to do this week. And then we also partner with organizations in the community, because we believe if we want to harvest, you got to plant a seed.
Yes, you do.
And so we sow different places, different ministries, different churches, and we'll do that continuously. We sow into international missions. We sow into organizations within the city that are helping to equip women to choose life. We sow to organizations that are feeding the community. We believe to keep seed out there consistently, like we've learned in Ecclesiastes, because you're not sure which seed is going to bring that harvest that you need. But if we keep the seed out there, we'll always have harvest. If sowing becomes our lifestyle, harvesting becomes our lifestyle.
It brings life, doesn't it?
Amen. And the Bible says that God gives seed to the sower.
Yes.
Right? Amen.
He gives seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So there's things that come into your hands that is for seed. But there's also things that come into your hand that's for bread. So you have to get the wisdom of the Holy Ghost. Is this for me to enjoy, or is this for me to put back out there? Is this for me to sow? I remember years ago, I was, you know, I was talking to God and saying, you know, I'm seeing financial miracles in my life. Well, why am I not seeing it at our church on a regular basis? And, you know, it was just a big aha moment. It wasn't deep. It was like, well, because you sow in your personal life, you're not sowing from the organization. I'm like, well, that changes today. And so we started sowing. We started sowing. We started sowing. We finally, you know, so especially sowing into different ways. I want to sow back into the ministry that gave birth to our ministry. Yes. So my uncle's ministry. And so we had
Tell
a goal.
Tell us about your uncle. Yeah.
So my uncle, his name is Keith A. Butler. He's we call him Bishop Butler. Tremendous man of God. Has started somewhere over 50 churches in the U.S. alone.
Oh, my.
His focus right now is planting churches throughout Europe and parts of Africa. And so he's already starting works in Ireland and starting works in Switzerland. He just had a meeting in Ireland, and it was packed.
Wow.
You know, God's doing many things, and he said, I'm about to do something in Greece. And so when we go through the book of Acts, you're reading Paul's like, I'm about to open up a church there. And so he's doing tremendous things, and he's on the move. So he pastors the church in Michigan, but it's also starting churches and Bible schools and works throughout the U.S. Like, he also has ministry schools that he started, and some of them are online only because it's reaching people who are in Russia, people who are Ukraine, people who are in Greece. One of our churches in Greece, when you had a lot of people immigrate to the area from the Middle East because of wars that were going on, they got so filled they had to start a second service in another language. And guess what? People are coming from the Middle East getting saved, filled with the Holy Ghost, and baptized.
God.
And so he's doing a lot of things and always on the move.
That is so exciting. Now, I just heard you say something that is really, really important to my heart and to, I believe, God's heart. Yes. And, you know, we have a place called Lori's House. We save babies from being aborted. Right. And you said that you talk about being helping women to be, you're pro-life.
Right.
Right?
Yes.
Isn't that right?
Right. And so one of the things a couple years ago, I gave one of the people on my staff an assignment. I said, you find me an organization that I can support that does this. Here's what I want them to do.
Yeah.
And I want to find someone that has a legacy of doing that.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not anointed to run a center like this myself, but I know how to write a check. And so that's what we did. We found a place. We vetted it. We went to go see it. And the operation is wonderful in the Georgia area. And so he said, we're going to start giving on a regular basis.
Amen.
And so they don't have to ask. We're just sending stuff on a regular basis because we're going to support what you're doing here.
Absolutely.
And so this is what we believe in doing.
Well, I just have to give a shout out right now.
To Lori's house,
Well, to Lori's house. But I want to say to Georgia, you know, I'm very, right now we're going live. And we're about to ready to go into the midterms. There's a couple states we have to win the Senate in.
Come on.
There's a couple states.
Come on.
One is Georgia.
Yeah.
We love Georgia. And I just heard you say this, so I have to say this. You have to vote your faith.
Amen.
You have to vote pro-life.
Yes.
And
Amen.
I can give you the names. Jim knows. I'm fired up. Now, the other state we have to win, Senate, Arizona.
Yeah.
That's my home state.
Yes, yes.
I'm not kidding. I'll go down the names if you want me to, but you have to get out there, and we have to do this we have to save our babies.
Yes.
Nothing else.
No, it's going to bring curse on America.
That's it. That's it.
Yeah. They can't kill our babies.
That's right.
Do you know 50% of the black babies in New York are murdered?
Yeah.
Through abortion.
Yes.
Yeah. Through
the biggest killer of black people is abortion. Wow.
Which makes me absolutely
Forgive
crazy.
Me. I don't hope I'm not offending you.
No. It's a truth, especially in certain areas. And so one of the ways that I attacked this, even before Roe fell and all the different things, you have to be prepared for these things.
You do.
And so
now,
in
you
January,
stand up for life in your pulpit?
Right. But I stand up not just saying this is what we're going to do. I stand up by writing a check.
Mm-hmm.
And so at the beginning
you
of the year,
something.
I said, this is what we're going to do. This is the ministry we're going to support. And I had a testimony. So the ministry sent me videos of testimonies people reach. And I played it for the congregation. So we had like an ice storm in the area. You know, it's Georgia, you know, traffic's already bad, but ice storm, especially hilly, you can't go anywhere.
Oh, man.
So I said, well, this Sunday we're going to stay at home. But they had sent me testimonies. And I started showing testimonies. These are the lives that we're reaching because you're giving to this. And I said, we're not just going to talk about it. We're actually going to do
it.
And so we have to be prepared to not only help and equip mothers to choose life. That means I need to stand with you after you choose life.
Right.
I need to help you along the path. I can't just say something. I can't just vote.
Yes.
But I have to consistently do this continually and look at it different ways. Well, how do I support the community? How do we make sure people have food? How do I affect education?
Totally.
How do I reach into the prisons? How are we changing mindsets?
That's right.
And so now it becomes not just saying something in the pulpit, but now we're about to live this and we're going to lead the way.
Wow.
And they have to see something. And so that's what we're doing. We've started small. We'll keep growing more and more and more. It's because what happens is people talk about it at every election, but then after the election's over, they don't talk about it.
That's
work
right.
Work still has to be done.
Yeah.
So what else do you have to say?
Oh, my. Okay. So we got to win the Senate. I'm just going to say it. I'm talking to you believers. Listen, you got to get out and vote. Jim says it all the time. Vote your faith.
Yes. Yes.
First of all, we have to vote for life.
Yes.
Just go with that right there. Save babies from being aborted. You know my story. I went through 5 abortions. It's heartbreaking. And it wasn't health care. It was Planned Parenthood. And then everything had to be removed, a radical hysterectomy after it. I've lived with this for the a woman that's been through this lives through this for the rest of their life, no matter what. Yes, God heals you, sets you free, but you always remember your children that were aborted, and that's why Lori's house started. But also, I'm not happy what's happening in Georgia with Herschel Walker. I'm just going to throw it out there. They're smearing him.
What I do know is I don't focus on what the national media is saying. There's a lot of things I do locally.
Terrible.
And then I lead. And so we lead locally.
Lead. Yeah.
And so
you lead.
People say a lot of things in the national media I don't pay attention anymore.
Well, you don't have to pay attention to all of that, but this is your state.
Right.
And we have to win that state. We have to win Arizona. We have to win Pennsylvania. We have to win New Hampshire. And I can go down the list.
And pray for discernment to who to vote for. If you can't figure it out, pray that God will give you. You got to pray for those who stand for the Bible. Stand for godliness. Otherwise, America is doomed.
Thou shalt not kill.
Say something, Pastor.
Thou shalt not kill. You know, when you start killing babies, innocent blood, you're changing the life, not only the life of that child, but you're changing the generations.
Yes.
That child's going to grow up and have children of his own or her own, and generation after generation after generation, you're literally wiping out a generation of livelihood. And you stop and think about all those little babies and the children and all the things that's being killed. I'm telling you what, God is, he doesn't take it lightly. No. Thou shalt not kill.
Amen.
That's right.
We're standing for life.
And one other thing I just have to say, because we're going live right now, is that, Jim, our hearts have been broken for the people in Southwest Florida. Yeah. We love Lee County. We love Fort Myers. We love Sanibel Island. We love Captiva. We never, this was the place that Jim and I would go alone just to Sanibel Island. Would just go to be alone and to get away and be quiet. But we didn't tell everybody where we were because we just needed just to be and rest and restore and get ready to come back. We have our family memories. I just want to say to all of you in the area that was hit by this horrible hurricane, Ian, that our hearts are broken for you.
Yes.
Our hearts truly are broken for you. And that our prayers, our thoughts are with you. We have personally checked on Pastor Dan Betzer and Darlene Betz. We have so many friends and family down there in that hard hit area. And there's our precious Sanibel. I can't even recognize it. And we've been there we've been going for 24 years. Interesting fact. Jim signed his book deal, his contract for his book, the famous book, I Was Wrong. He signed it on Sanibel Island. That's where they took him to do the contract. Right, honey?
That's right. And I wrote most of the book on the islands.
Wow.
That's right. So I just want people to know.
We care about these people.
We care.
And
we're praying.
We've got to keep this message going out. And we want to increase this network to make it bigger.
Amen. Yes, come on.
And it looked like we were going to lose it all. Instead, we're talking about adding more stations.
Yes.
I mean, we're on in New York, we're on in Los Angeles, we're on in all these other great cities of America that only Mondo has memorized. But it's important. And I'm today, this is a point of... Mm-hmm. It's not the end of the telethon, but it is the end of part one, which means we're going to save the network.
Amen.
Come on.
And we're at the deadline, and we need 100 people, basically, to give $1,000 today, and it could be giving $100 or whatever. But if you do, I don't know, Nana, I usually ask permission.
Can I say something?
Yeah.
You know that last night I had a dream.
Yes.
It was the wildest dream because I do weddings, and at this wedding, the place was packed out, thousands of people. And I walked in and they didn't, and I was going to do the ceremony, but I had never met the couple, didn't know who they were. And I went over to meet the groom, and I was standing in the side room, and the people that were doing the wedding party, the party planner or the wedding planner lady, she had an agenda, and the bride was in another building coming into this building, and it was pouring down rain, and when she came in, she had to leave one building to get into the other building. When she came in, she was just drenched wet, and her makeup was running. She was crying. She was upset because here she's got to walk in front of all these people drenched and looking rough, and they were trying to dry her off and fix her up and all this and getting her ready to come down the aisle to meet the groom. And so the wedding planner lady hands me a little notebook, and this is what I was supposed to say. And so I walked in the pulpit getting ready to, and the groom walked alongside me, and we were standing there waiting for the bride to come down the aisle. And as she was coming down the aisle, the Lord began to talk to me about the church. Mm. And, you know, I see the church. We're supposed to be getting the church ready for the end times.
That's right.
Getting the church without spot and wrinkle.
Yeah, the bride.
Here she walks down the aisle, and she stood there, and she was weeping and crying and broken because she didn't look like she should have looked before the groom. And as I stopped, I looked down, and I noticed that this lady had written out what I was supposed to say, and I just put it down. And I stood, and I started to talk to her, and I said, you know, the Lord told me that we're supposed to dance in the face of destruction. Yeah. And I just begin to dance all over the place. Now, I don't dance, amen. I'm a hillbilly. What the message was is this, that whenever you think that everything is done and the devil has tried to destroy everything in the church and the body, we've read the book and we know we win.
That's right.
And the world may come in with all kinds of destruction, but I'm going to tell you, we know that we win.
Yes,
and we have a reason to dance, and the dance is a victory dance. Standing before the face
of God.
Amen.
What a dream.
I tell you, I'm not a dancer, but I tell you what, I danced that day. And so the Lord took me to the story of Elijah, and I remember in the story of Elijah where he ran from Jezebel. Yeah. They had just killed all the prophets of Baal, and they got them all killed. And then he runs for his life, and he goes out into the wilderness. And while he was in the wilderness, the angel comes to him because he's just wore out. And the angel comes, and he prepares a bread and water for him to eat and drink. And then he eats it, and he goes back to sleep because he's wore out. Angel comes back. He touches him on the shoulder. He wakes him up, has him eat some more because he's got to go 40 days without anything, 40 days and nights pass. He goes to Mount Horeb, and he's getting on the mountain, and he's there in the mountain, and the Spirit of God speaks to him and says, what are you doing here, Elijah? And you remember in the story, he says, well, I'm here because they've broken down the altars of God. They've come against God. They've killed all the prophets. They've did all these things against you, and I'm the only prophet left. Remember that story? And so twice he did that, and then there was the wind. And then there was the earthquake, and then there was the fire. God was not in all those, but the still small voice.
Yeah. Yeah.
When he goes out and he hears the still small voice of God, and God begins to speak to him, and he said, now I want you to go, and I want you to anoint the king over Ahab, and what was his name, Hazael, and I want you to anoint Jehu, and then I want you to anoint Elisha, because he's going to replace you. And he said, by the sword of Hazael, those that escape that sword, Jehu will get them. Wow. And what Jehu doesn't get them, he said, Elisha will get them.
Wow.
So God had a plan. And I'm going to tell you this, that God still has a plan for the world today. God is not in a chaotic mess.
No.
He knows exactly how to do things.
That's
and then he said, oh, by the way, I have 7,000 more prophets that have not bowed their knee or kissed the ring of the king. And I'm going to tell you this, that God has a plan, and he's had all these prophets sitting on the side. Yeah. And whenever you was talking just a while ago, the Holy Spirit just spoke into my spirit that there's prophets and prophetesses. Yeah. And we're building the voice of the prophet that are sitting on the sidelines. They've been hiding in the cave for all these years, and they've been waiting, and they know that they're prophets and prophetesses. And I'm telling you, this is a challenge for you to step out of the cave, give today, and speak out and do like you said. Put your money where your mouth is write the check and become a partner of this ministry and the voice of the prophets. And I'm telling you what, 7,000 prophets and prophetesses can do that today and put us over the top. And I believe that there'll be a time where they'll be even on this show, because Pastor, you said that God called you to bring out the unknown prophets and the unknown prophetesses. It's time.
And that's the reason Carrick Butler's here today. Because I believe he has a voice to this generation.
Amen.
I believe he has a prophetic voice, whether he accepted it or not. And I'm going to anoint you for it in the name of Jesus, because I know God's called you to as a voice to this generation.
Yeah, yes.
And we've got to be strong in this hour, because we're living in a wicked, wicked time. And we are to build the voice of the prophets. When Lori, when I first told you that I was to build a network for the prophets, I was at the
Dream Center,
the old Queen of Angels Hospital, and
we lived in one old converted hospital room together, just the two of us.
And you know, here I am giving a dream to Lori that we're to build a network, and I didn't even have a television station.
We didn't have a penny to our name, actually. We lived by faith.
You think I was crazy or something?
No, I knew. I mean, I know. I just said yes, and I didn't know what that meant. A platform. You said we're to build a platform.
The platform is built, and it can expand to millions more. Yeah. We have 9 million households on that network alone. And they've offered us more time and more cities in America. And these are secular cities. This is not
Hallelujah.
This is not just a Christian television network, which are wonderful, but these are secular stations.
Amen.
In all these great cities in America. And I need today to reach the first plateau of this miracle. Mm-hmm. We need 100 people today that will say, I'm going to write a check, Jim, for $1,000. I'm going to be a part of this legacy offering. And then I didn't ask your permission, but I want to give them this to everyone who gives the last. Do I have enough of these?
Yes, we do. Absolutely. These are the key price
I need 100
of Christmas
of them.
Nativity scene.
I just want to give you my favorite thing. Yes. I love nativity scenes.
Amen.
And I want to give you a nativity scene.
Amen.
That's our special Christmas one. And this will remind you that you helped put the legacy network, the network over the top.
Yes, amen.
That's awesome.
And so I want you to call right now. Let's see a miracle in the next 10 minutes.
Yeah. Amen.
Call me, please. The number's 1-888-988-1588 and say, count me in.
Yeah.
I'm going to give that one of the last $1,000 in this great victory offering.
Amen. I'm believing for 7,000 prophets.
Yes, amen.
And I know this. You know, the Holy Spirit has already worked ahead of us.
Yeah.
Just like he did with Elijah, he already had a plan before even all this other stuff happened. God plans ahead of us, and I believe that he's already spoken to people and their hearts, and he's already prepared. And you said a while ago, God gives seed to the sower.
That's right.
I believe God's already given them the seed that they can sow, and they can be a partner of this ministry,
Lord,
and do that. And I'm believing for the 7,000.
Yes,
I mean,
amen.
I'm not just believing for the 1,000. I'm believing for the 7,000, because
thank
that's going to put us over the top.
Yes.
More than enough. More than enough.
One of the things that I love about you, Pastor, is what you just said. I don't know if you missed it, and this is for you, because you may not be called or anointed to go and start a television program, but you are anointed to write a check.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You may not be anointed to go and start a Lori's House, but you're anointed to write a check.
Yeah.
I keep saying that because that is a powerful word that a lot of you get overwhelmed. I just can't do it. I don't know what I'm called to do. Maybe you're called to give. There was people around Jesus.
Come on.
There was women around Jesus that were called not to preach the gospel. They were not called to be on the platform. They were not called to be, you know, anything else but to be a supporter.
Right. They took care of him. That's right.
Listen, taking care of a ministry goes far than just cleaning the bathrooms. Yeah. It goes farther than just, you know, sweeping. It goes on writing the check. Why are, you know, we learned a few days ago, two things that the enemy loves to attack. Listen to this. Write it down. Mm-hmm. One is when you deal with the altar call.
Yes. Yeah.
Number two
is
when you deal with offerings.
Yes. Then.
Why? Because offerings will lead to altar calls, to build a platform, a church, an arena, whatever you want to call changing nations, changing cities, changing people's lives. But the two coincide together.
They totally
listen, you may not be called to start a television program, but you're called to support this television network. Amen. Why? I'm telling you, the more I'm researching about networks, and I'm a student of media. Mm-hmm. I should have gone to school, but I went to a different school of hard knocks in the streets. But I want you to know something. I'm learning that the voice of the prophets is not being given out there. Mm-hmm. We are the only network that is dedicating to the voice of the prophets. What do I mean? To help us interpret the times and the seasons that we're in right now.
Right.
To help us understand what all these issues and some of the most historic headlines across the board. How do we interpret that biblically? Because you can watch Fox News, you can watch CNN if that's what you're into. But what does the Bible have to say about major earthquakes? What does the Bible have to say about the era of food shortages? What does the Bible have to say about volcanoes? Listen, you may not be called to start something, but you may be called to support what God already started. And the fact is that without your support, this network could not exist. Listen, this is what you need to do. You need to be writing this number down, 1-888-988-1588, and do what Miss Jane and Mr. Jim is doing, which is writing a check for $300 donation.
Yeah.
Or maybe you can do what Miss Catherine is doing, writing a donation for $300. Robert and Donna writing a $420 check right now. Miss Rebecca writing a check for $1,000. Miss Janelle, another $1,000. Alina writing $1,000. Cheryl, $1,500. The anointing is there to give. All that you need to do is have permission and understand that you may not be anointed. I love what you say, but you are called to support the work of the Lord for this hour. The voice of the prophets is needed more now to help us understand. Stop listening to Facebook prophets. Mm-hmm. Stop listening to parking lot preachers. Mm-hmm. You got to listen to men and women of God that have been tested through the fire to help you understand that when God says, I will never leave you nor forsake you, you can't just preach it by faith. You almost have to take it by experience to understand that the season that we're in right now, and Rick Joyner said it, and I'm going to be quiet on this one, but Rick Joyner said it, if there was ever a time that we need to hear the message that God will never leave us nor forsake us, it is right now, because everything against the church is coming against the church. Yet the reminder is, that he will never leave you. He'll never forsake you.
We're live right now on our network, which is a miracle.
It's awesome.
I never dreamt I'd go live again. I spent my life in live television. I started the first Christian talk show in America.
Wow.
And they were all live, you know. And today, this is live. Right now, as we're doing this show, it's going out live to millions and millions of homes. And we have a great sermon.
Yes. We're,
and you've sowed this into our ministry today.
Aww, thank you.
For the telethon.
And there it is.
His sermon. Wow. Don't miss the double. Don't miss the double.
It's a message that you preached, right?
Yes.
It's called Don't Miss the Double.
Right. I preached it earlier this year. So late last year, the Lord gave a word to my cousin, Pastor Andre Butler. He pastors Faith Experience Church in Detroit, Michigan, doing
wonderful work. How many family do you have in ministry?
A lot.
Wow.
There's a lot of us. A lot of us doing the work
in
the kingdom.
Legacy.
And so he has a tremendous church there. And the Lord told him that this year will be a year of the double.
Yes.
And then so the Lord had me go back there when I was preaching for him on a midweek. And says, remind the people what he said, that this wasn't a cliche. This is actually a prophetic word for now.
Yes.
And I said, God has double for you because he saw what you've been through.
Yes.
He's heard your prayers, and the double is what's available. Wow. And so that's what I began to preach. Don't miss the double.
Yeah.
And I began to share in this message how the double is not like, well, where am I going to find it? It's on your path.
Yes.
And so I began to share from Psalm 65, verse 11, how it's already on your path and how Ephesians tells us to walk circumspectly, pay attention, know what's the times, know what's going on around you. Because what happens if you look in the wrong place, you won't get what God has for you. It reminds me of Jeremiah 17, how it says one will see when the good comes and the other one won't see. It doesn't mean good's not coming. They just won't see it because they're looking in the wrong place. And so that's what we begin to share in this message, that don't miss the double, that I really believe God has a double for us.
Yeah, I do too.
Amen. Wow.
We claim that.
Do we have a B-roll on
this?
Yes,
we do.
I want to, can I play a little bit of your
prayer? Yes, sir.
Yes.
You know, double for your trouble.
Amen.
Yes.
I had a prophet write me in prison. I felt like God hated me almost. And God said, no. And I said, God, are you trying to get even with me? He said, no, I got even on the cross.
Amen.
Yes. He said, and this man gave me this scripture that God was going to give me double.
Double for your trouble.
And I believe I'm in that, and I'm claiming it.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord. Jesus.
I want you to order this message, too, because don't miss the double. You need that. Let's watch this.
Yes.
If we see ourselves as the underdogs, we will delay our victory. God has seen everything you've been through. He has heard your prayers, and he sent you a message. That message was, and still is, this is your year for double. It's a response to what you prayed. It's a response to what God saw. If God has called you down the path you're on, there is prosperity there for you. There's abundance there for you because his tracks went ahead of you and left it on your path. Your path is dripping with so much of God's abundance, it makes the desert and wilderness produce. So what's on your path is more than enough for you. So if your path takes you through an area that you will call a wilderness, a dry season, or just straight up someplace you don't want to be, what's on your path is more than enough to handle your surroundings. Sometimes there are paths that take us to places you're like, well, God, I don't want to even be in this place. Why am I here? And then you realize it wasn't about you. Because if you want the double, you have to walk the path that God has for you, not somebody else's path. See, it's horrible because you were born an original, but you die a copy. That's horrible. God has a path for you. God has a plan for you. It's custom made. It's tailor made. Why would you trade in the tailor made for what's on the rack that anybody else can get? In Isaiah 51, verse 3, for the Lord shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all her waste places. He will make her wilderness like Eden and her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness shall be found therein, thanksgiving and the voice of melody. What God has in store for you, what he has placed within you, what he has placed upon you, and what he's placed on your path is more than enough for you. We've just come through a difficult time, not just as a nation, but as a world. And the world is looking for something to do. It's looking, how do we cope with what we've been through? It's time for them to look to the body of Christ, who realizes that I'm here to make a difference. I'm here to bring those who are far from God to God. I'm here to change someone else's life. That this message of faith is not just so I can get my needs met, but it's to transform a community. That what God has put in me, what God has put on me, what God has put on my path is more than enough to change things. So we don't have to look to the government for an answer, but they look to the church, because we stood up and said, we are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we are in charge.
Yes.
Carol, thank you, Jesus, wow, for that message.
How do people miss the double then? I know over the last few years I've had some valleys, you know.
Yeah.
But I get out of them.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
You ever been in a valley?
Yes.
Yeah.
And so part of this is, it's changing how you see things. One of the prayers I love praying for myself multiple times a day and my family and my church and those under my sphere of influence is Ephesians chapter 1. Praying that the eyes of my understanding are enlightened, they're flooded with light, that I may know what is the hope of his calling.
Yeah.
And a lot of times we miss things because we can't see it.
Right.
Either we can't see it because of our circumstances, because of our surroundings, because of what we've been through, or, you know, we look through lenses of, you know, pain of the past.
That's right.
And so there are different things, not just even talking about the kingdom of darkness, but our own personal things that blind our eyes. And we miss what God has for us because we're not looking in the right place. But we ask God to open our eyes. Holy Ghost, lead me. Show me what I'm missing.
I love it.
And then he directs us to the double. He directs what he has for us. It's not like we're trying to convince God to give it to us. I completely believe it's already ours.
Yeah.
I feel like somebody out there is been hurt.
Yeah.
It's been something stolen from them. They've gone through hell. I want you to pray for them right now that they'll get double back.
Yes.
Amen.
Double. And you've been stolen from. The devil took back. Or you're going to take back what the devil stole from you.
That's right.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
We'll pray for them right now to be delivered.
I'm going to pray for you right now. And here's what you're going to do. You're going to let it go.
Yes.
You're going to forgive the person who hurt you.
That's it.
Wherever you are at home, wherever you are, I want you to say with me, I forgive them right now.
You forgive
them by faith. Yes. So I don't feel like it. No, you forgive them by faith.
Come on.
You let it go. I'm going to pray for you. It's going to accelerate some things in your life. Are you ready?
Yes.
Father, I pray for that person who's been stolen from, that person who's been harmed, that person that's been harassed, and they've lost, and they've missed out on different things, even though it has never happened for me. I'm too old. I'm too this. But Father, I know nothing is impossible for you, and all things are possible to them that believe.
Yes,
so I pray concerning their situation, because you are the God of peace, the God of restoration, the God of wholeness. I pray that you restore them in their soul, mind, will, and body, that you restore them in their finance, restore them in their property, restore them in their career, restore what the enemy took for them, and grant them double, grant them recompense. May the anointing of God surge their house right now, bringing deliverance to them, bringing recompense to them, removing burdens, destroying yokes, connect them with the right people, give them God ideas, concepts, and insights, show them how to go forward and see the double that is on their path so they can enjoy what you provided for them. Angels, go forth and assist and help them right now, and Satan, I take authority over you. You leave these people alone. I bind you harassing spirits. I bind you deceiving spirits. I bind you thieving spirits. You take your hands off of them by the blood of Jesus and the authority of Jesus, whose I am and who I serve. That is what we command. That is what we release. And that's what we expect. And we take it, we have it, and we thank you for it, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Listen, if you have one, this is the time. You know, Kerr, he does, he did exactly for this ministry what he's done for so many in his community. Yes. And he has donated these DVDs to this ministry. Now, here, you could get one for $15. That includes shipping and handling offer. Or better yet, you know, I love the friends and family offer, because you already know I'm ordering it and I'm going to be sending it to different people that I love, I care about, that have, that they can get that back, what the devil stole from them. And then, of course, we have the 13, the Baker's Dozen, for $110. That includes shipping and handling. So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588.
Order these videos right now. I believe this is a key to several people's lives.
Amen.
We've had something missing, something. You keep saying, they took this from me, No. The devil's got to give it back.
Amen.
They're taking it back.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Yes.
I'm believing double for you, for your trouble. Amen?
Amen.
Don't miss the double. 1-888-988-1588 for you.
Love it.
If you can't do anything else, order the tapes, the videos. So you got 13 videos?
Yes, we have a Baker's Dozen for DVDs for a $110 donation.
What
to
a gift to slip into somebody's, to their mail in an envelope and give them. Don't miss the double.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't that be a great blessing for them?
Yes.
Good Christmas gift.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah.
Amen.
We want to thank you for preaching this. Don't miss the double. Anything else you want to say about the double? Because this is a great message.
Powerful.
We haven't given it enough time on the show. Maybe tomorrow when you come back, we could do a little more double.
Yeah. The thing is, the double belongs to you. Don't say, well, I haven't been saved long enough. I haven't done enough. No, stop. Stop disqualifying yourself from the gift of God.
Wow.
It belongs to you because God loves you. He really does.
Yeah.
So receive the double that God has for you.
Amen. Woo!
So you're not the underdog.
See, a lot of people like to think we're the underdog.
But the thing
is, you know, like David, when he faced Goliath, even secular media used to say, oh, David was the underdog. No. When he stepped on that field, he was the anointed.
He knew.
He was the future king. Yeah. He had a covenant. So although Goliath was far bigger than him, he wasn't the underdog. Yeah. As soon as that teenager stepped on the field, he was anointed, he had a covenant, and Goliath must fall. You're not the underdog.
No.
If you're born again, you're a new creation in Christ Jesus. You are not the underdog. You're not limited by your past. You're not limited by your mistakes.
That's
you're not limited by your education.
That's
you're not limited by your shortcomings. You're not limited by who you know, who you don't know. If you are in Christ, you are anointed. You have a new covenant with better promises. You have to realize that and remember, you are not the underdog. You are more than a conqueror through him that loves you.
That's right.
Amen. Oh, that's a good word. I want to stay as a conqueror. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
The world wants to cancel culture, but we don't believe in that. We believe in restoration and renewal.
Amen.
Completely.
Don't forget, the food is in stock right now. 60 meals in a 30-year shelf life bucket of food. This, no refrigeration needed. Just keep it in your basement or anywhere under your bed, wherever you want to put it. And you got food for survival in the lean times. So thank God we're able to get these right now. And we want you to be ready for whatever is coming on planet Earth. Just want you to know that they're there. Well, our time is gone.
But I also just,
I haven't even got to my questions yet. So.
Right, but you know what? He preached. Thank you.
Oh, man, awesome.
Amen. But I also want to, don't forget the monthlies. You could be become a PTL Club monthly partner.
$30
a month, $50 a month, $100 a month. Yes. Count me in.
Amen.
You know, you want to be counted in. So now is the time. Call us at 1-888-988-1588.
Remember that God loves you. Don't ever let anybody tell you different. God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri 65615. Please make all checks payable to Jim Baker Show. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world. Now's a good time to visit our website at jimbakershow.com. Here you can find today's show offers, clearance items, and great deals. You can read our daily news feeds, sign up for our email lists, and so much more. It's a great place to catch up on recent programs and take a look back at episodes dating back to our early years at Morningside and Studio City, featuring great music, incredible guests, and in-depth teachings. Log on to our website today at jimbakershow.com.